This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He is an ASC certified mechanic and our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical on the program. Mark Evans will be joining us. And that means if you have a problem with your vehicle, if your vehicle is not running like it's supposed to, perhaps you're getting poor fuel economy, perhaps the vehicle has lost its zip and is not accelerating like it did at one time. Perhaps it is making some funny noises or emitting some funny smells. Well, we would very much like to help you over the air with a free diagnostic check for Mark. So keep this phone number handy where Mackenzie is standing by at 855-660-4261. Also, if you prefer, you can email me as well. We'll use the simple one, bob@autoworldradio.com. That will come right into me as well. Coming up in hour number two of the program, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, a little bit of Oil 101 with lubrication expert Dan Watson. He'll be joining us for another lesson of lubrication. But right now, let's go to the great state of Idaho and bring forth the gentleman who's no stranger to these airwaves, and let's see what he's up to today. It's Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, hi there, Mr. Bob. Hey, good to be back with you on AW, and I was just going to say, I hope that your muffler's been working and your headlights have been shining.
For the moment, yes. That's all I can say. Wrote you a little bit earlier within the last couple of days that this is a big anniversary weekend for us and for some other folks as well. This was the Greenwich Concours always happens on the first weekend in June. And back in 1999, that was the year that Barry McGuire, the czar of car wax and the man behind Car Crazy Television and Car Crazy Radio and all the other car crazy stuff, not family-owned business anymore, but back in those days, it was still owned by the McGuire family. It is now owned by 3M, but Barry remains their president. But this is the weekend in which Barry invited his favorite radio host. So he invited yours truly. He invited Mark Evans. He invited a gentleman, Mr. Alan Masters Taylor, and he also invited Bobby Likas, and he invited the late Bob Hall, and he invited another gentleman from California by the name of Steve. I forget his name, but it all started 20 years ago, and certainly time has flown, Mark.
It has. You know, Bob, I appreciate your, you know, bring it back up and recall it, because that, my goodness, I just, where does the time go? 20 years ago, that'd be, 1999, right?
That's it. Yeah, 1999. Yeah.
Of course, we all thought that the world was going to crash in the year 2000.
We had the Y2K, a little bit of the Y2K shakes, knowing what was going to happen. And much to the chagrin of lots of people, nothing did happen.
Yeah, boy, it has changed in the car industry, of course, back 1999, and then at that time, you and I and Alan, we were chosen to go down the road with Barry and the crew, and boy, that was some fun times, you know, and
it sure was.
Seeing a lot of people and interviewing a lot of great people, and I remember the days in Germany, and you know, you just you can't forget the good good memories of what we all, the Three Musketeers, did.
Yeah, exactly, and that's exactly what Barry did. He cut down the six or so broadcasters that he brought to Greenwich to the Three Musketeers, and we went on to travel with Barry and his crew all throughout North America, and as Mark alluded to, over to Germany as well, and I really got to see the country, Mark. It was really my first experience being out of the New England area, and it was, I had never flown before, believe it or not. That was the first time I ever flown, was when I flew to the next event on the 1999 agenda, which was the Meadowbrook Hall Concours d'Elegance, which right now is not around anymore. It's been replaced by a couple of other events, but that was the first time that I actually flew in an airplane, and boy, did I make up for it over the next decade, racking up hundreds and thousands of frequent flyer miles. But I'm sure you had flown, you had been to Pebble Beach with Barry a number of times before.
Yeah, the year before, but of course you and I and Alan and every automotive talk show host throughout the United States, Barry had been on all our shows, of course, with interviews, and I was really honored when that call came in. Of course, back then, Bob, I started in the radio in 1995, so back then I was of course I had the automotive repair shop going, and my kids were quite young, you know, very young, and 4 and 5 years old, et cetera. And so I was quite green, or what can you call it, moldy behind the ears when it came to the radio mic, you know?
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I mean, I was, they asked me if I would, well, what happened was a gentleman was on the air doing a home repair fix-it show, and someone that I knew told him about me, about auto repair, and so he thought it'd be a good idea to get that auto repair show, which would have been me, of course. He said he stepped up to the plate. I did, and he said, "Hey, would you like to do an automotive talk radio program?" And that's where it all started for me. And it's quite interesting because he came in and sat in the studio with me, because I said, "Well, geez, what do I do?"
Yeah.
And he sat there and actually wrote some cue cards, believe it or not, while I was behind the microphone. He was trying to get me to get that phone to ring, you know.
And, wow.
And, of course, back then, the Michael Medford was a syndicated show, and they had dropped that show to put Mark Evans on. And, boy, Bob, my first caller, I'll never forget that. As life goes on, good and bad, and I say bad sometimes teaches you a lot of good things, so you get better at it, whatever you're doing. And I, my first call, you know, I was really excited. Boy, that back then there was only two lines on the old phone that had the lights that would blink, you know. And,
Sure. Geez,
time for, you know, the thing about the cell phones we didn't have back then. But the phone lit up, and so I said, let's go to line one. And at line one, Bob, oh, my, it was a gentleman that he completely destroyed me. He said, you know, well, where's my Michael Medford? You're stuttering. You've got a lot of uhs and uhs and buts in your language. I don't know who you are, but you need to get off the microphone right now. I mean, it was a very he hit me with both barrels.
And, wow,
and
no mercy at all.
McKenzie's sitting here listening right now, and of course my engineer at that time, he instantly hung that gentleman up. and the gentleman that was there with the home fix show writing cue cards, his chin hit the floor. He didn't even know what to do. And I learned at that point, you know, to be always polite to people, and I thanked him. I said, why? I said, well, thank you for calling. I appreciate the comments. Let's go to line two. And the from that point on, since 1995, the lines have been lit up since, and because I went to my repair side in my head, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
In my world, it's not, you know, I don't get asked, hey, how bright is your IQ? I get asked, hey, how bright are your headlights?
That is a very good point. Absolutely. When we come back, we'll do some more reminiscing about the Greenwich Concours 2019 versus the one that Mark and I first attended with Barry McGuire, and that was in 1999. And, of course, we'll take your telephone calls. You got something wrong with your vehicle? Mark is here, so give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here. Mark Evans is along for the ride. He's got his mechanic tools ready to go, ASC certified technician. All we need is your emails or telephone calls at 855-660-4261, and we'll get you on the mix, into the mix, and Mackenzie will be answering the call, so say hello to him or shoot me an email. It's Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. AutoWorldRadio.com. And Mark, as you pointed out, that this was the anniversary of our McGuire's Broadcasting Network forming in Greenwich of 1999, and then we went on to go to all the great car events here in North America and one in Germany as well. And you had been doing radio, automotive radio, since 95. I had been doing it since 92, but of course I had been doing radio since I was in college, which would have been the late 1970s, early 1980s. So I had a lot of experience in all different types of radio, but it was back in 92 when this show first debuted on the Talk America radio network, and it was on in a kind of a different time slot every week. It moved around a lot. It wasn't until the year 1995 in which I settled on this exact hour and this exact day. So it was 1999. It was just a one-hour, once-a-week show at that point, and later went on to expand to 2 hours, and then later, after some other career changes with other shows that I was involved with, Car Crazy Radio and Motor Trend and Motor News Weekly, that eventually went away, so Auto World expanded to 3 full hours. But it all started back in 1992, as far as the program is concerned, in 1995, every Sunday in 1995, at this very same time, it has been broadcast. So I can't believe it's been all those number of years, but time has taught me a lot.
I just hit the calculator trying to figure out how many hours you've been behind the microphone, and my calculator's on fire right now.
Yeah, I've done the whole gamut.
That's a lot of hours. I have memories of you and I, of course, at some of the car events, and you were doing voiceovers, and I have memories of you. We can't head out yet. We gotta do an ad real quick, Mark. And you pulled the equipment out and did an ad right there in the car. You know, before we headed out, so, and then you shifted over to them, and that's how radio is. You know, it's kind of like the mailman, rain, sleet, snow, whatever kind of weather, you kept the mic going. You know. And it's a yep. pleasure, and what an honor, Bob, for me to you know, you and I are still here. We're doing good and all, and you've gone through some times with health. I've had a couple of health issues, but hey, we're here and we're doing
right.
it. You know?
Yeah, that is absolutely 100% true. We've had our ups and downs, but main thing is we are here. We're still on radio stations all across North America, and of course, nowadays, the importance of the internet. We're on GCNlive.com, and of course, a lot of our individual stations stream us as well. But back in 1999, that was really in its infancy, and certainly a high-speed internet connection back in 1999, you know, was 56K. That was like a big deal to have a 56K modem, a dial-up modem. And, of
yes,
course, we
sir.
Look at
yep.
all the different cars that have come and gone since the 90s. There are lots of brands that are no longer in existence, and some of those were very famous brands, with General Motors, you know, shutting down a variety of divisions, including Oldsmobile and Pontiac, Hummer and Saturn, and of course with the folks at many other entities, folks at that time was Plymouth and Dodge and Chrysler. Now, of course, it's Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, and there's no more Plymouth in that mix, and right now, there's only two Chryslers being sold, and one's a 300, and the other is the Pacifica. And there's rumors circulating around that this may be the last year for the 300. The Dodge Charger, the sibling of the 300, will continue for a few more years, but I hope that doesn't happen. I hope they keep the 300 around for a little while longer. And then, of course, we think about the price of gas, and we've seen the price of gas go up very high and come back down low, and escalate up high again, and the price of a crude oil barrel of oil has seen some gigantic figures over the last couple of decades. We've seen times when a gallon of oil was very, very expensive, a drum of oil, I should say. Nowadays, gasoline, you know, back then, I noticed yesterday in the Orlando, Florida area, you know, about $2.34 is about average for regular. But I know out in California they're paying more than $5 for unleaded regular. How about in the great state of Idaho? Where do we stand?
Yeah, we're about $3.25. So I'm sitting here on an island, they call it, though, Bob. We're not too far from Salt Lake and or Portland, but for some reason we are, it's always been in the news. So Attorney General's always been involved with that gas price here. We have too high a gas price for some reason. You can get out of Boise here and not go too far and get cheaper gas. So they call it a little island because of that. So we're kind of not in the main, road there. The stop by, they have to kind of pull out of the way there to get to us. But here today, not anymore. And that's why everybody's screaming and hollering about, hey, we have more traffic, more people now. It's exploded. Washington, Oregon, and California folks have come this way and moved in. And house prices and everything is escalated. You know, one thing, and you're talking about the past, about cars and what's left us, you know, brand-wise, model-wise, and even General Motors, they got rid of the manual transmission in the Chevy trucks. And, you know, that was a big story, too. I mean, all the guys know out there, if you're going to tow something, you got to have a manual tranny, right? Well, no. they fine-tune everything. That's what's happening in our world anymore. If we're not making any money doing it, let's get rid of that manual transmission. We're not selling. So,
yeah, exactly. Or in some places, like we're seeing today with a lot of the domestic manufacturers getting out of the sedan building game, which is ironic because we see the Japanese and Korean manufacturers introducing new small sedans and have many new small sedans in the pipeline to come. But Ford and GM, just to name two, you know, they've backed out, and the crossover sport utility vehicle is the vehicle of choice, and of course the overall best-selling vehicle, not only in 1999 but in 2019, the Ford F-150 pickup. So when we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about changes, and we'll find out about the Greenwich Concours, what's going on today in 2019. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Crime scene tape stretches across the street near the back entrance of a Virginia Beach municipal building where a city employee shot and killed 12 people, including some of his colleagues, before he died after a fierce gun battle with police. Virginia Beach Councilwoman Sabrina Wooten describes her reaction when she was notified about the active shooter.
I was stunned. I didn't believe it. I thought, quite frankly, that it was a mistake because I was in a community meeting and the alert came across from one of the city employees who was at the meeting.
As officials struggle for answers, Mayor Bobby Dyer has tried to quell both sides of the gun control debate, saying he wanted to avoid the knee-jerk reaction and the bipartisan bureaucratic malpractice. An animal rights protester jumped onto a stage and grabbed a microphone from Senator Kamala Harris at MoveOn's Big Ideas Forum in San Francisco yesterday. Harris left the stage but returned moments later after the protester was removed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. Mark Evans is along for the ride, ASC certified technician, and is ready for your questions. If you've got a problem with your vehicle, we'd love to help you out. 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. The Greenwich Concorde Elegance is history, actually, by the time we're hitting the airwaves here, but for 2019, it was continued the tradition that was started by a husband and wife, Bruce and Genya Wennerstrom, both who have passed away from cancer in the last few years, and their family continued it. And I noticed this year, Bruce used to have a great partnership with Automobile Magazine and then later Motor Trend Magazine. This year, they lined up their collaboration with Road and Track, and actually Road and Track held a little bit of a rally that folks would pay $100 and you'd be able to drive around the great roads there of Greenwich, Connecticut, and into New York State, and then land back at the Concorde for VIP lunch and to look at all the cool cars. And another thing that's been added there over the years, Mark, in the last decade or so, is an auction right on site. And I know once again for 2019 there was an auction, and lots of cool cars to be found. And I'm glad to see the Greenwich event continuing.
Yeah, that's great, Bob. I that was a really, really fun event for me to do on the water there. And is it still at the Roger Sherman Park?
Yeah, it still is at that same locale, which I know for Barry McGuire was a tiny venue, but the one thing that makes Greenwich unique is the fact you've got two different show fields. You've got Saturday devoted more to American make vehicles, and Sunday being the international day with the attention being focused on vehicles not manufactured in this country, but Bruce, being a car guy, also on both days would have the field surrounded by new vehicle manufacturers showing off their latest 2019 and 2020 models. And also Bruce would arrange to always have a circle of supercars. I remember one of the first times I ever saw a Ferrari F40 was in Greenwich. The first time I ever saw a McLaren F1 was in Greenwich. First time I ever seen a Ferrari 288 GTO, that also was in Greenwich.
Wow.
So he did a good job of getting a lot of high-end supercars to come out and be available for folks to look at, like you and I.
Yeah, it was. I've got a really awesome, I don't know if you knew that, I judged there.
I remember.
Yeah, the McGuire's with our MBN, McGuire's Broadcast Network, they sent us out our tickets, of course, to fly in and all. And I got a call. The tickets showed up, and everything was set. The luggage was packed here, and out of Boise, and I'm heading out. And I get a call the day before, and it was Bruce. Never met him. I have no clue what he even looked like, of course. And he says, "Mark, this is Bruce. I'm going to be running the Greenwich Concours, and I understand you're a judge. You're the ISCA judge there in the Idaho, Oregon area." I said, "Yes, I am." He says, "Would you like to judge?" And Bob, my head just blew up. I said, "Well, you know," I said, "Sure, Bruce." So we talked a little bit more about everything concerning that, and what an honor. But I was on the judging staff and judged cars with David E. Davis. And what a great what a great man he was. Different than, judging cars is judging cars. And I'm so lucky, Bob, that I don't take, I have zero favorites. I like them all. And that's what makes a good judge. And that's why they, keep letting me have my license. I treat all cars fair. And there's a lot of politics that goes along with the car judging, of course. When you're judging show cars out here in the West, you're compared to an Italian type of car, it's a little different. And of course, you got to be firm sometimes with owners. And of course, after you judge it and you score, very very lengthy type of paper we do to judge a car, and that judge. Judgment statement is basically the DNA of your car. So that's why, owners, even myself now with my own cars, as you and I know, Pebble Beach, once you get that honor, that ribbon, the DNA on your piece of metal you own just skyrocketed, if you know what I mean. So it does mean a lot, but to judge with David E. Davis and be in the meetings and stuff, it was a wow factor for me, and, what a great thing to have on my resume in life, and I'll never forget that. And then, of course, broadcasting in my office, I have a picture. I don't know who even took that photo, but it was shipped and sent to me back in that day of Barry and I on stage. Remember the stage that Bruce set up? Didn't you feel like a rock star up there?
Absolutely, yes. I remember Bruce's wife, Genya, saying, we were on the air, and she said, "Greenwich will never be the same." And I said, kiddingly, "Is that good or bad?"
It was a great event, and like I say, from that point on, then we had some, who would ever thunk that you and I and Alan would have been sitting with the owner president of McGuire's Car Wax and eating dinner and breakfast and going to movies with him, we've had some good times, and it's good, always good to have friends. And you know, one little story quick. You know, as you stated, Bruce always had the car manufacturers on the outside ring there in the car show so people could walk through and look at the different brand-new cars, concept cars, whatever. And there was a Lincoln LS back in that year sitting there. Yeah. And Bruce went to me and said, hey, the gentleman over there with the Lincoln, I would like to talk to you. And it was a new car, of course, back then. Lincoln was going to bring it out. I walked over and said, hi, introduced myself anyway. He ended up saying, hey, there's somebody, I understand you're from Boise, Idaho. Yes, I am. And he says, well, there's somebody in your backyard I'd like you to interview for me. And he was with Lincoln. And I said, sure, who is it? And he says, well, I'll just have him call you. And that's all I knew. And I said, okay. I love interviewing. I love talking with people because that's how I learn, you know. And I like to share it with my listeners. Anyway, the call came through about 2 weeks later after we got all back from, you know, doing a couple of events. And it was Johnny Unser of the Unser family. And he and his wife, they live up in Sun Valley, Idaho. And got a nice ranch and stuff up there, racetrack, et cetera. But at that time, Johnny Unser, you know, Bobby Unser, of course, you and I have interviewed him and the Unser family. But Johnny says, hey, so-and-so from Lincoln wants you to interview me. Come on up, stay with us. I mean, it was unbelievable, Bob. So I just drove out. We planned the trip, the time, and drove over to Sun Valley, kind of a little hiding place there where he lives, and snuck right in and interviewed him and stayed, and we did some race car driving, and we had a blast. And I talked about the reason why Lincoln wanted me to interview Johnny Unser, because he was part of the whole entire engineering of the chassis, the platform underneath that Lincoln LS. So Johnny had brought some of the secrets of the Indianapolis 500 car and put it underneath the Lincoln LS. And of course, that's been 20 years ago. So where's that car at now, that Lincoln LS? I mean, if one of our listeners has one of those, You got a little bit of an Indy 500 car there, Bob, underneath it.
Absolutely, and that makes it for a actually good pre-owned vehicle. When we come back on the other side, I'll give you my thoughts about that. We're getting a couple questions from Mark as well. Why don't you be one of those folks? Shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. More with Mark Evans and more fun straight ahead. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Thank you so much for being here. I'm Bob Long alongside Mark Evans, ASC certified technician, field reporter for the show, and occasional host of the program, along with Motor Mike Wallace of WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, and we're talking about an anniversary that Mark and I are celebrating today. It was 20 years ago that we met for the first time in person, and it was at the Greenwich Concours event this weekend 20 years ago, and the first weekend of June of 1999, and that started what became the Brent McGuire's Broadcasting Network. And you're mentioning the Lincoln LS, and having been looking at a lot of pre-owned vehicles lately, I can definitely say that that is a very solid architecture that still makes for a good pre-owned vehicle today. It actually shares componentry with, at that time, Ford owned a multitude of other brands, including Jaguar and Aston Martin. It shares its architecture with the Jaguar S-Type, and it also shares its architecture with the Ford Thunderbird, the short-lived two-seater return of the Thunderbird, which happened in the late 90s and early 2000s. And I see one in my neck of the woods every now and then. It's just in immaculate shape, and they haven't really ballooned in value, those T-Birds, but I got to believe in time they're going to be worth something.
Yeah, I would like to have a T-Bird, Bob, one of the last years there, and have it the T-Bird turquoise green.
Yeah.
I put one of those on the shelf, you know what I mean, and just let it sit for a bit. You know, and I got a little story about that, too, off of Greenwich, Connecticut. Mary Benson with Ford was there with Ford, and I was visiting with her, and she thought it was quite interesting about me judging cars at my age back then. Of course, yes, I was the youngest judge on the panel, and yeah. she was kind of questioning me about how did I get to that point, how did I get my license, and et cetera, et cetera. It was quite an interesting interview that she did, but with that said, I ended up being here in Boise. They actually, Mary Benson and another gentleman with Ford Dishonor with them, they did the Living Legends tour with the Silver Bullet back in 2000. Yeah, and they brought the three keyboards out to Sun Valley. And also a silver bullet to my house and the T-Bird to my house back then. And I'll never forget that. A little Greenwich, Connecticut was good to me, Bob. I ended up, all three of us had one of a car each, T-Bird, and I got to drive the bullet. And then they wanted me to drive the T-Bird to Sun Valley, which is about 2.5-3 hours one way. What Ford had done, they got a Ford dealership. They're a very, very small town, of course. No, just a Ford dealership, no Chevrolet dealership at the time. And so they basically sent all these invites out, Ford did, to all the stars. You know, back then Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis and Demi was still together, et cetera, and a lot of stars. Well, then they had a little get-together at Sun Valley Lodge. Well, I ended up interviewing the vice president of Ford concerning the Ford T-Bird and the Bullet. But I did one up for him just for fun, Bob. I don't think I ever told you this. As I was driving, we took off early morning. And of course, my show was Auto Talk was on a Saturday morning, live. And we took off on a Monday morning, bright and early. And of course, at that time, I didn't know any of the other radio people on my station that I was on. I was just that 1 hour Saturday guy. I decided I'm in a silver bullet, man. I'm going to pick up, and I had one of those old cell phones. I picked up my cell phone, of course, it was on me, and I called in. And I said to John Dwayne, and Chris Kelly was the two that were on the, talk radio prime time, Monday through Friday. Anyway, I said hi, told him who I was, and he said, well, hi, Mark, what's up? I said, well, I'm in the silver bullet. So I basically did, I guess you could call it a Ford, bullet, ad.
So, yeah.
They interviewed me for literally the full hour that they were on as I was driving, which back then, I'm not doing that talking and texting while I'm driving, of course, but back then I was talking on the cell phone and through that, and I'll never forget that. And then I got in there and I got to meet, of course, Vice President Ford at the time and Arnold Schwarzenegger and, all the stars, Bruce Willis, et cetera, and Robert Redford was there. They came in off their invite for dinner and all to see those cars. And my interview with the Vice President of Ford at that time, his agent, he looked at me and says, where do you want to interview me? Inside the lodge here, we can go in and sit in the, one room there. I said, no. We were outside in the parking lot. It was a nice sunny day. And I said, no interview is going to be done in any building at this time. He's going to be driving his car, either the Bullet or the T-Bird, and I'm going to be in the passenger seat. And I hope my people, my listeners, hear under the microphone of rubber burning. And he smiled. He said, let me go get him. I'll tell him and see what he thinks. Well, sure enough, Bob, the interview was. He got in there. He smiled. He had a cigar in his mouth and smoking. He threw the cigar out and said, let's go. And I turned the microphone on, and he took off in that Bullet burning rubber, and I was talking, and he was talking. So I interviewed him as he was driving his car in Sun Valley. And, of course, he had no idea, how to get around in Sun Valley. I know Sun Valley, so I was the directional guy here. Turn right, turn left. And you can hear all that on the interview. So I got some nice, awesome, priceless, pinch-me-type interviews off that vintage, Concours d'Elegance. A lot of fun.
That's great, Mark. We had one person send us a question here, Daryl. Daryl is in Texas and wants to know about transmission fluid. He owns a 2010 Ford Fusion, and he says he has never changed the automatic transmission fluid. It doesn't say how many miles are on the car, but wants to know if it would be a good idea to change that fluid and how often should it be done.
Yeah, great question. And Daryl, I hope everybody, Daryl, you and your family, everybody's dry. Bob, they've been having a lot of flooding there in Texas. And I just hope everything's going good for them. And keep dry, first off, and that's another thing, keep that car dry. We don't want to get underneath part of the car wet. Transmission-wise, yes, Bob, that's a great question because today's cars, everybody's being told by the dealerships, that's a lifetime transmission fluid. Do not do anything with it. Sorry, but it's not. There's some of the cars don't have dipsticks. They have a plug that's on the side of the transmission. That's where mechanics like myself fill the transmission, but some of them will not have a drain pan plug. But Back to his question, Bob, yes. Transmission fluid's got to get out of there at 70 to 85,000 miles. So that's the window. As soon as you get that many miles on your car or truck, get the tranny fluid out of there. And we have evacuation machines that if there's a transmission out there, which there is a ton of them anymore, Bob, they have no transmission filter, paper-type filter. Mm-hmm. Some still do. Some have a metal mesh string. Some don't even have either one of those filters. They just have fluid in them. But transmission fluid is the heartbeat of a tranny, and that's how it still operates, through pressure, through the fluid pressure. So electronic accelerant is operated off electronics through your accelerator pedal, believe it or not. It uses a throttle body positioning sensor to know where you're at, how fast you're going. But we have evacuation machines. We pull the plugs out, Bob. We do start tranny fluid out, and or there is also, I've only run into two trannies that do not have a drain plug. And that's something, and then we inject the oil in, but we don't, you know, the old rear ends and the old transmissions, Daryl probably knows this too, is that we used to just put fluid in until the fluid ran out that fill hole. You don't do that anymore. You go by the specs. Ford says, hey, Ford Fusion's supposed to have 32 cc's of oil. That's all we're going to inject into it. And we're done. We put the plug in and off we go. So, but absolutely, tranny fluid is the heartbeat. It does burn. Your clutches are always meshing together with this heat and friction, which burns the tranny fluid. Burns it. So, I know back in the day when we were in Germany, I was interviewing a German gentleman. It was quite an interesting interview because, like, he couldn't understand me and I couldn't understand him.
Yes. And there was something very unique about the Frankfurt Motor Show, the way it was spread out over several buildings. I mean, Mercedes had their own building. Volkswagen had their own pavilion as well. And the thousands and millions of dollars spent on some of those exhibits, Mark. I remember Audi's display reportedly cost like $40 million. Well, can't believe it. Well, looks like they're chasing us out the door for this week, but we'll get you back with us real soon, my friend. Thank you for being a part of Auto World. That's going to do it for this hour of the program. When you get a chance, everybody, don't forget to check out my website, which is AutoWorldRadio.com. That's AutoWorldRadio.com. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.